from guns. Quaker puffed rice is shot from guns. Yes, listen to the roar of the Quaker guns brought to you direct from the Quaker cereal mills, where Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Now, Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice bring you Terry and the Pirates, the new and exciting adventure of Terry Lee, the Dragon Lady Strikes Back.
Doing it, Connie. Hotshot tricked the Dragon Lady into leaving the pirate's camp. Look, she's following him into the hills.
Oh, Mr. Hotshot plenty brave when occasion demands.
Yeah.
But what can he do, Mr. Terry, when Dragon Lady find he do not have gold detector ring, as he suggested?
Let's hope he can stall long enough for us to be through with our part of this job.
Yes.
Come on now, Connie. We're going down to the camp so we can be lying in wait inside that enclosure when Akeem the Cobra returns with the American boy.
Okay.
Down in these weeds now so the guards don't spot us.
We go into camp from riverside?
Right. The only side that's unprotected.
Another cold shower in river, no doubt.
Another cold shower.
Fine.
All right, now. After we jump in, keep underwater and make for that opening just down the shore.
Oh, now what, Mr. Terry? Who comes now?
Holy smokes, it's Akeem the Cobra. He and his gorillas are returning with the boy. Hurry up, Connie, into the water.
Thanks to Hotshot's daring efforts in tricking the Dragon Lady away from the pirates' overnight camp by the river, Terry and Connie can now proceed to save the young American boy, Mark James. Save him from the pirates' threat to make him reveal the location of the valuable tungsten mine. Night now, dark and threatening. A quick swim through the cold waters of the river. A stealthy scramble up the shore into the fenced enclosure. And then...
Quiet.
Connie cannot help. Teeth chatter with cold.
You sure it's just the cold?
Well,
come on now. So far, so good. Akeem bellowing like a foghorn back there. And we can get by this first gate unnoticed.
Oh, hold right where you are.
Oh, one of the guards stuck, Connie.
Oh, there's two in the pirate camp.
Come and see.
That I shall do, and I...
My, oh, my, Mr. Terry, knock out guard quick like bunny.
Now, there's one less pirate to stop us anyway.
Mm.
Come on now, over that fence by the big tent. We're going to crouch down in those shadows there and see what's what before we make another move.
Bring food. Bring rum. Akeem the Cobra shall celebrate capture of young American boy. You, boy. Sit down in that chair. Sit, I tell you.
Very well, Mr. Cobra. Sitting will feel good for a change after our long chase through the woods.
So, boy feels cocky, does he? Cocky because for third time he tricked Akeem and his men. You deserve pinching.
Come ahead.
In fact, you deserve worse than pinching. You deserve sound beating. I have good mind to show you what it means to play smart with Akeem.
Do as you will, but if you lay one hand on me, Akeem, I'll never tell you where those mines are.
Give me rope, Su Chow. I now tie up this tricky colt so he give me no more trouble. All right, boy. Put your legs together. Clasp your hands behind that chair.
Is this the way you want it?
So you would kick me, eh? Take that. There's more where they came from if you try more tricks. Now then. Here's one time you do not move until Akeem is ready to have you move.
That's enough, Mr. Cobra. Those ropes are tight enough.
So, boy is not so brave. Now he can move, eh? Hank.
Yes, master?
Bring the tray of food and drink here. I shall now celebrate while boy watches.
Yes, master. Here you are, master.
Roasted wild turkey. Would you like some, boy? Maybe you could... Well, maybe you like this nice brother.
No, sir. I'm not hungry.
Or maybe this breast of tender white meat.
No, sir.
You bore me. Hank, where is Dragon Lady? She will be proud when she knows Akeem captured boy. She should be here to celebrate.
Dragon Lady is in hills. Great Cobra.
What? What does Dragon Lady do there?
I'm not exactly sure. She went to meet someone. Some foreigner with red hair.
Foreigner with red hair? You're probably dreaming. Ah, well, no matter. Dragon Lady can take care of herself. Meanwhile, Akim the Cobra eat, drink, and be merry.
Maybe. Maybe I could have just one tiny bite, Mr. Cobra. I guess I am kind of hungry after all.
So the American boy weakens, eh? Well, go ahead and weaken. I wouldn't give you one taste for anything.
Doggone that iron-headed character. Till I get my hands on him, just wait.
When do we go in, Miss O'Terry?
Not until Akim is so stupefied with food and drink he doesn't know which end is up. At the rate he's going, it won't be long now, Connie.
But Dragon Lady, Miss O'Terry, how long can Miss Hotshot keep her in heels?
I don't know. We'll just have to hope for the best. Meanwhile, give me a hand with this mud. Help me smear it evenly on my face, Connie.
What Miss O'Terry do that for?
Don't ask questions now. It's all part of my plan. Mm-hmm. And while we're putting this stuff on, listen closely.
Yes?
I'm going in there alone. You stay here and stand guard. Okay. When the boy comes out, take him with you. Go up to our horses in the hills. I'll join you there as quickly as I can. You got all that now?
Connie, understand, Miss O'Terry. We'll do exactly as you command. Oh, my goodness. Clay make Miss O'Terry look much older.
Good. That's just what I hoped it would do. Things are quieting down in there. The moment they'll be bedding down for the night. And when they do, that's my cue, Connie.
The fateful minutes hurry past, yet the waiting seems endless as Terry and Connie, just beyond the big tent which houses Akim, the American boy, and Akim's officers, stand ready for action. At last, the sounds from inside grow quiet. Stealthily, Terry starts through the second enclosure towards the tent. In a moment, we'll see what happens. But first, say, tell me. What's the best day to enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice? The answer is any day and every day. That's because these ready-to-serve cereals taste so swell morning after morning. And here's why. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are shot from guns to make them bigger and better tasting. Yes, huge guns are loaded with carefully selected wheat or rice. That's the premium grain. Now, listen. Listen to the actual roar as the guns are exploded. Out they come. They're now giant grains exploded up, up, up to 8 times normal size. Crisp and tender and loaded with swell nut-like flavor. Best of all, you have your choice of 2 delicious kinds. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. For variety, you can eat the wheat one day, rice the next. Simply add milk and sugar and top with fruit. Say, there's no beating this eating. Starting tomorrow, just try it. See why the cereal shot from guns are so amazingly popular. Yes, endorsed by many of Hollywood's biggest movie stars. And don't forget this important point either. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice furnish the food value of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Get both kinds in the big red and blue Quaker packages tomorrow.
Getting through those narrow fenced passages into this tent. They're trying to enter our rat cage. Now to find that boy, get him untied and...
Hank! Hank, is that you moving about, Hank?
No, great Cobra. I lie quietly.
Then go see who does move about.
Yes, great master.
Was somebody there? Was somebody there, Hank? Answer, Akim!
No, great master. Nobody there.
Then be quiet. Let Akim the Cobra sleep.
Yes, great master.
Who's there?
Mark, it's Terry Lee. I'm going to get you out of here.
Terry Lee? My uncle told me Mr. Lee was a young American.
It's a disguise, Mark. And for a very good reason. Believe me, I'm Terry. Come on now. Let's get you untied as quick as we can.
Oh, Mr. Lee, I'm so thankful to see you.
There now. Got your arms loose. Now your feet.
American boy. Are you still there, American boy?
Yes, Mr. Cobra. I'm here.
Who was that you thought to?
It's,
Aang, tell him, Aang.
Aang, Mr. Cobra.
I thought I told you to be quiet, eh?
Yes, great master. I go to sleep now.
See that you do.
Mr. Lee, you sounded just like it.
You get it, eh? Be awful thankful Akeem isn't too bright at the moment. Okay, now, the ropes are all off. You're free. My friend Connie is waiting for us outside. Passages are too narrow for both of us. Two of us would be more easily spotted than one. So you go out to Connie first.
I understand, sir.
He'll take you to the river. Take you downstream and up to the hills to our horses. There you're to wait for me. I'll follow in exactly 5 minutes.
The village of Shanling? My guardian and I shall never cease to be grateful for what you are doing, Mr. Lee.
Ah, thanks, Mark. We'll outfox these gorillas yet. Can you swim when you and Connie get to the river?
Swim? I've been diving into that river since I was a mere boy.
Well, then go to it.
What is it, great master?
Lying here dreaming. It has just occurred to me. Voice sounds slightly strange.
I have a cold, great master. Probably that is why.
American boy.
Yes?
Don't try to escape. Maybe Akeem sound drowsy, but Akeem well aware of what goes on.
Yes, Mr. Cobra.
Okay, Mark, go to it. Get out there to Connie, and remember, I'll join you in 5 minutes. Hop to it, and good luck.
With the speed of an arrow, his footsteps soft as lotus blossoms drifting to the ground, Mark James heads for the second enclosure, for Connie, and for safety. Yes, Terry Lee intends to follow in exactly 5 minutes, but already something is happening just outside the tent which may prevent Terry's escape. You'll find out what it is in just a moment. But first, you know, breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. Nutrition authorities say that breakfast should provide from 1/4 to 1/3 of the day's total food requirement. One way to make sure that your family is getting an adequate breakfast is to see to it that everyone has fruit, cereal, milk, and bread each morning. So tomorrow, treat them to heaping bowlfuls of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice, topped with milk and fruit. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are the delicious, tasty breakfast cereals shot from guns. They're made from only the premium grains and are never sold in bags or bulk. They come only in the big red and blue packages with the Quaker man on the front. Look for him. He's your guarantee that you're getting the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice.
Easy. I mustn't wake anybody now. Another couple of yards and we'll make that second enclosure.
I have been waiting for you, stranger. Drop your guns or Wang shoot.
Well, kind of caught me off guard, didn't you?
Indeed. Just as you caught Wang off guard when you first entered. Put your hands over your head.
Anything you say, pal.
Hiya. No tricks now.
What gives now, Wang?
Eng, Feng, Su Xiao, all of you. Come at once. We have a prisoner.
Stop. Again, you have awakened Akeem. Stop that shouting and send the prisoners to me. I feel an odd grim mood coming on. I shall get rid of it by getting rid of prisoner at the same time. Send them in. I'm waiting. I shoot and I shoot.
Monday, Terry Lee and Akeem the Cobra face to face for the first time. Monday, Terry springs his surprise, his secret plan, in an exciting and dangerous episode we know you'll want to hear. Be listening Monday. Terry and the Pirates is written by Harrison Bingham and is brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. So listen Monday when Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you Terry and the Pirates. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.